Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Chulin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We have already discussed, and we'll learn about this more as the Mesechtah moves on, that the Shechet has the Shecht Tusimanim. Tusimanim are the windpipe and the food pipe. The Kohen has to know exactly where the Shecht, because it's not just enough to say, well, he cut the windpipe, called the Kana, by the way, and the food pipe called the Veshet. He has to know exactly where to cut. It can't be too high, it can't be too low. Cutting in the wrong place is called hagrama. There are five psulei shchita. They are shia, drasa, chalada, hagrama, and ikur. Shia means to take a break, to pause during the shchita. Drasa means to press as opposed to cut. Chalada means hiding the knife. He hides the knife behind one of either the kan or the veshet, the side that's furthest away from the throat. He makes the cut toward the throat. Hagrama means cutting either above or below the place in the neck where he's supposed to shecht. And then there's ikr. Ikr means tearing, and that's because the knife has niches in it, which tears the pipes and doesn't cut it. Again, shia, pausing, dras is pressing, chalada is hiding the knife and kind of coming up from behind, so to speak. Hagrama is, he's cutting through the windpipe and the food pipe, but either too high or too low, and ikar is ripping as opposed to cutting. So now, the windpipe, and again, a picture would be worth a thousand words, but we'll deal with what we have. The windpipe has rings around it, and in between one and the other, there are thin pieces of skin. The top of the highest ring, when we say the highest, we mean closest to the head. That's the highest point where the kohen can shecht. So if he shechts through the highest ring, that's still kosher. But if he shechted above the highest ring, it's pasul. But what's the din if the cut was made a little bit through the highest ring and a little bit above it? In other words, he like tilted his knife. He started by the highest ring and then came above it. He ended the shechting above it. Now let's see our Mishnah. Again, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hashoichet, if someone shechts, mitoich hatabas, he cuts within the highest ring, the shirba, and he leaves over. What this means is, he leaves attached to the animal's head miloy hachut, a hair's breadth, meaning very little, but he does leave over a hair's breadth of the entire ring, shchita sikshair. In other words, he basically played it as close as you can. He cut all the way through the ring, mamish by the top. How much of the ring did he leave? A hair. But lemaisa, he didn't come up over the ring. He took a big chance over here, but if you take a closer look, you're going to see that the entire cut was made in the ring, not over the ring, so the shechita is kosher. But as the Bat Tanura stresses, if any part of the cut, even a little bit, was made above the ring, that was he tilted upwards, and he came up above the ring before he finished the shechita, then the Tanakama holds pasul. This animal is nevela. The shechita is not good. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, says, milayachot al pnei ruba. Let's say he cut most in the ring. He was tilting upwards, but most of the way he's still within the ring. It's only a tiny drop that he cut above the ring. Or, when I say a tiny drop, meaning a minority, most of it is in the ring. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, kosher. I finish the shechita above the ring. You have roi within the ring, it's kosher. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda svare, says the Bat Tanura. Really, all you have to do is cut roi of the simen. So once he cut roi of the simen in a kosher place, it's kosher. I kept cutting above. You know, after the shechita, he also cut meat, but that doesn't passel it. Now, what would the Tanakhama say to that? I mean, if you cut right of it, it's kosher. So what does it bother me? What he cut afterwards, above the ring? And the answer is, enachanami. All you need is to cut most of the simen. not the whole thing. But if he cut most of the siman and he stopped, that's one thing. But because he continued cutting, I consider what he continued cutting, says the Tanakhama, as part of the Shechita. And if that was above the ring, it passes the whole Shechita. Okay, quickly chazring over, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So what did we learn? Well, first of all, do you remember the five psule Shechita? I'll say it quickly. Shia, Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama, and Iker. Remember what Shia is? Pausing. You have to shecht in one shot. Can't stop in the middle. Do you remember what the Drasa is? It's pressing the knife into the neck of the animal rather than moving it back and forth. Chalada is hiding the knife behind one of the pipes coming from the other way. Hagrama is, that's what Amish is talking about, he's cutting a little bit higher or a little bit lower from the point where he's supposed to shecht. And ikr means to tear, and that would happen if the knife isn't completely smooth. We explained that the windpipe has like a cartilage, rings that surround it. Now, there's one ring on top, this we didn't explain to start with, which is wider than the other rings. It's called Hatabas HaGdoyla, the big ring. Top of that is like a piece of flap that's called the koiv, which means like a hat. And that's what it looks like. Now, this person shechted in the top ring, which is the Tabas HaGdoyla, went all the way through, but left just a little bit of a ring of the Tabas HaGdoyla on top. It's kosher. He went to the highest place you could shecht, the top of the Tabas HaGdoyla, the top ring, which again is wider than the other rings, but as long as he was careful to leave over a maloya chut, a hair breadth of this tabas, around and around, he was almost out of the place, but like the way they say, almost doesn't count. Kumt Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, he says, even if he shechted most of the way within the tabas and came out a little bit, that's not going to pass it. Look, if you shech just most of the tabas and you stop, it's kosher. We're going to soon see Rubai Kekuloi. So what does it bother me that he shechted afterwards on top? That's like shechting after the shechita. Stop cutting meat. Watch that paslet, says Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So we explained how the Mefarshim explained this. It's actually the Ritva. That the Tanakhama says, Enachanami. If you stop by Rav, it's okay. But the fact that he continued moving, so we consider what he continued moving as part of the shechita, and if part of that, even a drop, went above the tap ring, it's possible. What's the halacha, says the Batanura? It's very interesting. The halacha is, according to a third Tana that's brought down in the Gemara, that even a little bit higher than the Tabas HaGdoyla is still kasha l'shchita. Until the middle of this koiva, this hat that we spoke about, which is on top. It's called the Shifua HaKoiva, if you look in the Batanura. Shifua HaKoiva is where the koiva starts to bend a little bit. Again, we'll see more about this later on, B'ez Hashem.